At Flagstaff's Lake Mary Water Treatment Plant, water from snowmelt is purified before it is delivered to homes throughout the city. Except this year, there wasn't much snow to melt, so there's not enough water in Upper Lake Mary to meet the city's needs.
Right now, it's a little less than 37% full.
That's Brad Hill, the city's utility director. He says this year, the city will need to pump groundwater to compensate for the low lake levels. As the city grows, it will need even more water. Drought and the fear that wildfire could destroy the city's water reservoirs are constant worries. But neither mayoral candidate is enthusiastic about the city's current plan for securing water for the future. That plan involves pumping water from land the city owns at Red Gap Ranch near Winslow and transporting it via pipeline. The cost? About $200 million. Mayoral candidate Jerry Neighbors says the idea is unrealistic.
To me, that is hugely expensive. I don't know how we're ever going to do that.
Candidate Al White isn't sold on the Red Gap plan either, but he agrees with the city's decision to buy the land just in case.
I would love it if we never had to use Red Gap Ranch. I think that it's important to have it there as a standby. I think that it's important to start looking now at how to develop the infrastructure to make sure we could get water delivery.
But White believes the city should take a step back and study how to better use the precipitation that falls on the region.
74,000 acre-feet of water falls on Flagstaff every year. That's an amazing figure. 94% of what falls on Flagstaff is utilized by the forest every year. Never makes it to the aquifer.
To give you some idea of how much water that is, a family of four uses about an acre foot a year. White advocates aggressive forest thinning and building a retention pond off of the Rio de Flag to capture more runoff for future storage. He also cautions that the city should be actively guarding against plays by Phoenix to take the region's water by changing laws. Neighbors takes a more regional approach to the city's water future. He says western states need to pool their resources to develop an interstate water pipeline from the Midwest to the Southwest.
Water is going to become more crucial of an element than gas and oil.
He predicts that in the next decade, presidential candidates will be talking about building such a pipeline in the same way oil and gas pipelines now crisscross the U.S.
Why don't we connect the United States with a network of pipelines similar to the interstate so that areas that have too much water, which we have flooding in some part of the country almost every year, can transfer water to the areas that need water? And I think that is the long-term solution.
Both candidates believe reclaimed water should be a key part of the city's water future. Treated wastewater is used to irrigate city parks and schools and will soon be sold to Snow Bowl Ski Area. Neighbor says he's not concerned about the safety of reclaimed water, which critics say is contaminated with medical and chemical waste.
I think we should sell every bit of reclaimed water that we can.
White agrees and also advocates for conserving more water.
We are very good at it. We're second in the state, I think, in terms of communities in lowering our per capita consumption. I think we could be first.
He says a recently passed rainwater harvesting ordinance for new housing developments and businesses will conserve even more water. City voters will be able to cast their ballots in the mayor's race by mail until May 15th. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.